Can you talk now about when you qualified?
Yes, I qualified in 1954. I got the London MBBS. It was at a time when there were a lot of people qualifying who had been in the services during the war, and we were told when we qualified that the house jobs, the house surgeon, house physician jobs at the teaching hospital would go as first choice to people who had been in the services during the war, which seemed reasonable. After all, they had given up a lot of their lives to fighting for, basically, I suppose, for us. So that when I qualified, I did in fact apply for jobs at my teaching hospital, but I wasn't at all surprised that I didn't get them. I then, my dad rang me up, and my dad said, would I like to do a house job at the Cheltenham General Hospital? And so I did. I went there as a house surgeon, and I did my first 6 months there, which was very busy, and I don't think it was as well supervised as it ought to have been. I can remember, for example, being asked to give an anaesthetic to a young man who had come into casualty after a plate glass window had fallen on top of him when he was trying to install it in a shop in the centre of Cheltenham, and he had a great dagger of glass going into his neck. And the surgeon who was on duty said, "Oh, you can give him an anaesthetic, it's easy." Well, I had been instructed on how to give anaesthetics, and I had done one or two under supervision, but I had never actually done one completely unsupported before, and I must admit I was exceedingly, exceedingly glad when that young man came round from the anaesthetic he had given me and seemed to be perfectly well. And indeed, I think the chap who took the glass out of his neck was quite heroic, and perhaps should himself have had a gold medal, because that fragment of glass was actually landed in between